Answers Magazine, Volume 10.1, Page 19. Impact, Natural Teaching Tool. Nowhere is evidence of the worldwide flood more accessible than Colorado Springs' Garden of the Gods, or nearby Glen Eyrie, owned by the Christian discipleship ministry, Navigators. There, the forces God unleashed in the flood have thrust pre-flood rocks into view, with overlying layer upon layer of judgment lined up for all to see. And volunteers have started a teaching ministry to make the most of this natural teaching tool. Here you can actually touch the great unconformity, where the continent was stripped bare by floodwaters before layers of sediment were laid down, one after the other. The ruler straight border between the bedrock granite and the first layer of flood sediments is a compelling testament to the speed of the catastrophe, which did not give time for weathering before sediments were laid down. Every flat layer on top adds to this message of speed and power. But when Greg Cope began work at the Navigators Conference Center in the breathtaking valley of Glen Eyrie, he was surprised to discover that no one was taking advantage of this geological wonderland to tell the creation history. When I came here, right away I thought, why don't we do something in this conference center on creation? I knew the Garden of the Gods had an evolutionary film, but nobody's done anything for creation here. Melissa Schurer, administrator of programs at Glen Eyrie, agrees. Looking at the rock formations in this area, it's a no-brainer that we do this. So, with the help of David and Mary Jo Nutting at the Alpha Omega Institute in Grand Junction, Colorado, and Mick McCormick of Glen Eyrie, they put together a 90-minute walking tour that begins with a creation video and then continues to several sites where visitors learn what the geologic features reveal about the history of creation and the flood. About halfway through, the group pauses in a grassy clearing surrounded by massive sandstone pillars for a time of discussion in a small pavilion before visiting more stations on their way back to their starting point. The tour concludes with a question and answer session about the Creator and Savior. Melissa says, "We put the whole tour together, everything, in 6 weeks. So apparently it was something the Lord wanted done." The creation tour is given every Tuesday through Saturday at 10 a.m., May through October, and it fills up regularly. Greg says it's difficult to keep it down to the advertised 90-minute length because of the questions visitors ask. Melissa says, "If you don't go to a Christian school or homeschool, you don't get taught creation science. So the people who come on our tours are awestruck at the story of God's creation woven in the grandeur of these rocks." The staff at the Glen Eyrie Conference Center are happy to take advantage of the beautiful opportunity God has given them to proclaim the true history found in His Word.
Nobody knows the rubble I've seen. Our bus departs before dawn, filled with the sounds of a spoken Bible passage, prayer, and song. Arriving at the dig, we climb the hill and pause at the top, enthralled again by the view of Jerusalem. As I reflect on the terrain and Joshua's strategy to capture Ai, the ruins underneath me are transformed. The ancient gate looms tall and impenetrable, and the sling stones are freshly chiseled, held in the strong hands of a warrior who used them 3,500 years ago. Hoisting a pick, I'm eager for another day of digging and fellowship with my team. The experience Vanessa describes here isn't limited to trained archaeologists. In fact, Vanessa is a volunteer. Since 1995, Associates for Biblical Research has been digging 9 miles, or 14.5 kilometers, north of Jerusalem at Kirbet al-Makater, the probable city of Ai, recorded in Joshua chapters 7 and 8. Volunteers from around the world join ABR on this exciting dig every year, no experience required. Each year, volunteers testify to the life-changing experience of digging in the Holy Land. Rebecca, another volunteer who heard of ABR's dig in Answers Magazine, learned so much from the experience in 2014 that she plans to return this year. "I read Answers Magazine to learn science-based Bible apologetics, but I didn't put archaeology in this category until I read Getting Archaeology Right at Ai." Answers, July-September 2013, pages 36 through 38. Then I decided to join the 2014 dig team. We saw the valley where the Israelites hid in ambush. We dug up pottery and watched the staff expertly date it to Joshua's time. We learned about artifact dating, architectural structures, ancient Israelite culture, geography, and chronology. I saw firsthand how the evidence supports the biblical account. I realize now why people enjoy archaeology. I'm glad I went, and I can't wait to go back.
Family-friendly wickedness. Depicting the pre-flood world at the Ark Encounter in northern Kentucky presents a challenge for designers. How should a world filled with violence, where all flesh had corrupted their way, Genesis chapter 6, verses 11 through 12, be displayed in a family-friendly atmosphere? Undoubtedly, Noah's contemporaries engaged in all sorts of sinful behaviors, such as idolatry, sexual immorality, and murder. It's important to show why the world deserved such a harsh judgment, but designers still must be tactful. A large exhibit area will focus on life in the pre-flood world, exploring what an antediluvian city may have been like. On the one hand, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, as Jesus described, Matthew chapter 24, verse 38. On the other hand, the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The exhibits and scenes must be compelling so visitors will stop to comprehend the enticement and danger of evil. Fun is an important element of the Ark Encounter, but it isn't the ultimate purpose. Noah's society deserved the cataclysmic judgment it received, so we must make that clear in a way that grabs people's attention and keeps them focused on the message. The answer? Help people understand that today's world may not be so different from the world Noah knew. Believing that wickedness is fun, many people live for pleasure, and the thoughts of their hearts are continuously evil. Paying no heed to God's word and despising the love he demonstrated by sending his son to be sacrificed for our sins, they chased after every kind of sinful behavior and store up for themselves God's wrath. Romans chapter 2, verse 5. We desire that people will recognize the similarities and see that our quickly degrading world also deserves judgment. Visitors will be reminded of the coming judgment, when instead of sending a flood, the Lord will destroy the world with fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Wickedness may seem fun for a season, but ultimately, it leads to destruction. The primary purpose of the Ark Encounter is to entreat visitors to turn for salvation to the Savior, who bore God's salvation towards sin upon himself at the cross.